The Sentai Review, Episode 30, 2000, Super Sentai.
Welcome to Fandom Night!
Super Sentai!
Green Ranger! Reploid Bill!
I will slap you!
That's
like
me! That's me! Pick another one, bitch!
Shane McCree, Proto Guy, Red Ranger.
You guy.
Scott Action Jackson. We'll go with White Ranger.
Nick the Din! Paladin Ranger!
Paladin! He's that weird guy that doesn't look like he belongs in the series at all.
We're all standing there, we're like,
yeah, you guys are all in spankies, and I got a full suit of plate mail.
And we're looking like,
suck it!
We're looking like the King Arthur set is down that way.
Yeah, if you're on the wrong set.
Until I summon the Paladin Zord to stomp on everybody.
Alright!
We have entered...
What the crap is this stuff?
This is all six of them. These were our Time Force Rangers. However, in Japan... Who were these guys?
Holy crap.
Go ahead, Shane. You try first.
Mirai Sentai Time Ranger.
I believe this is Mirai Sentai Time Ranger.
Well, once again, I apologize for butchering that first word.
Now, these were our Time Force Rangers, and I gotta say, it was easily one of the best of our American series.
I actually enjoyed this one quite a bit, actually.
Now, somebody has to describe these Rangers. Oh, for anybody that's interested, if you're listening to this on audiophile, but you would like to see these pictures on, say, the YouTube, that's available to you, and vice versa, you could take this audiophile with you and listen to it while you stock boxes at work. FandomKnight.com has all contact information and every link to every show we do. There you go.
Well, we're going to start with, like the last ones and the ones before that, blue, yellow, red, pink, and green.
And red.
Yeah, two reds.
I can't remember. So what did we call?
Blue, yellow, red, pink, green.
What did we call that sixth ranger in our series?
The not-so-red ranger.
No.
Or the old red ranger.
No, I want to say he was from that current time.
Yeah.
The guy that came back,
he came back.
Yes, okay, hold on. This is going to get...
This isn't the Japanese version?
I'm 100% sure. This is our series.
No, I remember.
What happened in our series, this red ranger dies in the first episode. Then the other Rangers go back. When the other Rangers go back, it creates a slight time paradox where this Red Ranger somehow, in whatever they did, didn't die. But they'd already given this red power to his ancestor. His ancestor, because it bonds with you, and they could only give it to somebody that was like from his family line. So they gave it to his ancestor. Now his ancestor uses the power, and then somehow through a time paradox, this guy did not die, and he comes back. And when he comes back, he takes that power back and becomes the leader of the team again. But he's not the same leader that they're used to. There's something different about him. He's not the same guy they left behind. He probably is a different person because of the paradox in general, so they end up getting their asses kicked under his command, where the other guy was doing it just fine, so they take that power back, give it to him. For some reason, that guy from the future goes back to the future, she breaks up with that guy, because it's not the guy she remembers, and she's liking the guy from the past now, that's the Pink Ranger, and this dude is a mercenary type of guy who's in the time that they went back to, then he gets like a different Zord than they do and everything like that.
My
have
this
heard.
This is not the way I'm remembering this series, at least the American version.
I'm almost perfectly positive. I watched that History of the Power Rangers, and I'm almost positive this is not this Red Ranger here next to the other Red Ranger is not the guy from the future. He exists in the same time they went back to.
Quantum, thank you.
He's a quantum Red Ranger who has a Tyrannosaurus Rex Zord.
And he exists in the past.
In the present time.
Yes, in the well, technically, because the series starts in the future, they go back to the past. So for them, because all of them are from the future, he's a guy from the past.
Scott, timey-wimey.
This is not the same way that I remember it.
I don't know how long it's been since you've watched it, but I'm telling you, the Red Ranger dies in the first episode, which is why they don't have a Red Ranger at the beginning. No. In fact, in this series, one of the biggest differences was that the Red was not the leader.
No.
It was the Pink Ranger, because she was second in command.
No, this is not the way I remember.
How do you remember it? Because I'm telling you, that's what happened.
Originally, they didn't have a Red Ranger, because originally, the Yellow Ranger...
What? It starts in an apocalyptic future where everything's exploding, and the Red Ranger fights this guy who escaped from prison. He's the bad guy of the show. He looks like Kano. Mm-hmm. And that Kano dude kills the Red Ranger. The Red Ranger explodes. Boom!
Kano decided to cut him from ear to ear.
I know that the Red Ranger did not die in the American version.
Yes, he did. But then because of a time paradox, they find out he's not dead because they go back. And when they go back, they find out he's not dead because he comes back.
I remember the Red Ranger, like you said, didn't start out as the Red Ranger. He just was given to it. His father was
because
like a rich billionaire.
They have a Red Morpher. Well, that's where they got it. The Red Ranger from the future dies. They take his Red Morpher, they go back, they find an ancestor of that Red Ranger.
They're shocked
and they
because
give
he looks
it.
Exactly like
yeah.
him.
Because they look like the same
because
guy.
Because they realize when they go back into the past.
Yes.
And they're getting, and they...
No, it's not the way I remember it.
Look it up. You have plenty of time, I'm telling you.
When they realize that when they go back in time, because there's no Red Ranger... Their morphers don't work without the Red Ranger.
Yes, you have to form as a team.
Yes,
if even one Ranger is not there, the morphers don't work.
They tried to morph. And
wow.
Their team is bone.
Yes, they have to have a Red Ranger to morph.
I'm sorry, guys, I can't fucking tell you monster today.
And because they have to have a Red Ranger, they have to have a Red Ranger in order to morph. The Red Ranger who was supposed to come back with them didn't. He was gone. He got beat by the friggin' Kano-looking dude in the first episode.
Because the Rangers get up to the roof where he's fighting as he gets cut in the back and
yeah,
blows
and
he
falls over, and it's the first time we ever see it happen to a Ranger. This lightning goes everywhere, and there's a giant explosion where he was, and then some of the other Rangers, I want to say they even cry, if I remember something like that, like, he's dead! And they're like, oh no!
Because she took his...
She was going to marry him, and she takes
and
his morpher.
Because the bad guy and his cohorts go back in time, they're chasing after him, they have the Red Ranger's morpher.
You're also trying to remember, like, 22 years of Power Rangers. It's possible you might have messed up one season in your memory.
No, this isn't how I remember.
Well, regardless, it's how it happened.
Because I remember the Quantum Ranger, part of the Silver Guardians,
did
yes.
not show up until later in the series.
He shows up later in the series, but he's in the quote-unquote present, which is their past.
And it basically...
The Pink Ranger is the second in command. She's the leader. Because even
no
when
Red
they
Ranger,
give the Red Ranger his morpher, he doesn't know a thing about being a Ranger. The Pink is still in command.
When they went back in time...
She's the best Pink Ranger there's ever been. She's a leader. She's a strong, independent, powerful woman.
She's a strong, independent woman who don't need no Red Ranger.
It's like that.
Other than to morph because it's a requirement of their stupid team.
She was a nice difference from the other Pink Rangers we've seen. She still had, like, a relationship with the Red, but it developed very slowly, and only ever really came to realization in like the last episode. And in the last episode, she tells him
she wore the pants in that relationship.
In the last episode, she even tells him, she says, "We cannot ever be together. I have to go back. I don't belong here." And they'd already caused enough damage, and she knew that by seeing the Red Ranger who was supposed to be dead, who wasn't quite the guy she remembered, because she was going to marry him. And then she gave him his ring, and she was like, "You are not the person that I left behind."
Didn't she go back?
Yes.
Because she fell for the guy in the past?
Yeah.
So she goes home, but doesn't she come back?
Yes.
She can't be, because she realized whatever.
And the Quantum Ranger, I'm not sure how that power came to be. I don't remember that.
I know how he morphed.
But he's part of a type of a mercenary group. Yeah.
The Silver Guardians in Bungalow.
Yes.
And they exist in the quote-unquote past from what these guys are.
Or, quote-unquote, our present.
Or our present, which is now our past.
Now our past, because the show is somewhat old. But with all that,
my head hurts.
Well,
let us continue.
It is a more complex story. But let's go with the, now that we're here with the costume.
Well, that might be one of the things that's kind of messing with him, actually. Oh, and there was a scientist who was turned into a monster, who was actually a good guy, but who was so mad at what... No, okay... I remember this was a complicated show.
If you would like to learn how the plot of this stupid thing goes, go watch the show yourself.
It was really good compared to other Power Rangers series we got, because it actually had a story. And that messes some people up, like you in general, because you're so used to the common storyline that this one almost leaves your mind.
I don't remember him dying.
First episode.
It might have happened so unceremoniously that it was just kind of a, eh.
The episode starts where there's a big battle. They run up to the roof. They don't get there in time. He's fighting Kano-looking dude by himself. And he turns around, and the Kano dude cuts him in the back. And he's like, "Ah!" And he falls on his face and explodes everywhere. And that's why they have his morpher.
We can watch the episode. Bill has Netflix. It is on Netflix. We can watch that first episode and show you. But let's get with the costumes. And I already mentioned the colors of the team. So they all
The American one had a female as the Yellow Ranger though.
Yes.
This is not the American. That's why there's Japanese over the top.
You keep doing that. The Gokaiger pictures and American pictures will change it so that yellow is a girl. In their series, it was not.
Their boots and their gloves, like the cuffs, are all the same. But obviously, the color of their boots and gloves match the color that they are.
They all have like Ninja Greave gauntlets.
Their morphers,
future Ninja Greave
their
gauntlets.
Their morphers are on their left gauntlet. Thing, or the left wrist. The Quantum Ranger has black
instead of
the silver on his boots.
And he has a gun.
Yeah, he has a gun.
His wrists are black instead of silver.
They all have a white handkerchief with a symbol pointing down
like an arrow
into the middle. It's like an arrow that becomes a symbol.
All have black belts with the same symbol.
The blue has something like an arrow, but not quite. It's too fat. The yellow looks like an upside down oval spade,
no,
I guess. I don't know.
It's a pizza paddle.
Pizza paddle?
It's a pizza paddle. You've never heard of a pizza paddle?
Nope, you lost me.
All for the love of Christoph.
I've never heard of that. Right, have you heard of that?
A pizza paddle?
Okay, at least I'm not alone. He's never heard of it. Do you know what a pizza paddle is?
I worked at Pizza Hut, remember?
I never worked at a pizza place.
You know, a pizza paddle, like, whenever you do, like, oven-baked pizzas, instead of just tossing them on a conveyor, like,
right.
You do at a lot of those places.
I know what you're talking about. I already know exactly what it is now.
You slide under and lift it up.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how you slide it.
I just didn't know what it was called.
A pizza paddle.
Okay. Yeah,
that's literally what it's called. It's pizza paddle.
It's hard to see the pink.
Red has an arrow on his face. The Quantum Red
he's got an upside down thing of the Alps.
It's like a broken arrow or a falling mountain.
No, it's an upside down Alps.
Sure.
Because, you know, he likes to be found in the Alps.
The pink looks like it's trying to go for a heart.
She's going for that heart again, and the green has diamond. Next! Here's some weapons, Shane.
Some swords.
He's got a weird spear thing.
They all have weird...
Why has he got a weird spear thing?
Why is it blue?
It's not even that long.
Yellow and green have two. They all could have two, and they combined.
Like, yeah. Pink has, like, a legit sword.
Yes.
The Red Ranger has, like...
He combined two of them, so...
A sword with, like, a...
Oh, yeah, the Red Ranger put two swords together.
A dagger and a sword, it looks like.
No, it's the two swords. Because, see, both of the green has two swords, but they're separate.
Right.
And then you look at the red, he just put the two handles together. See, look at the green sword, that circle there?
Yeah,
on the top, now look at the bottom.
Yeah.
They connect.
They all have the same weapons then.
Yeah, they all have the same weapon. Just depends on how you put them together or not put them together.
Yeah, Quantum just shoots people.
The Quantum shoots things. He don't swing a weapon.
He's like, meh.
Next!
Those Zords look terrible.
We never said the series had good Zords.
Those are absolutely god-awful looking.
Next!
And now
they're trying to communicate to the Enterprise.
No. Next!
I'm fighting you for leadership.
No joke.
I'm the actual leader.
No. I want to say they did hate each other, actually. Like, they didn't care for each other the whole show.
Yeah, I am. I'm the guy with the gun.
That's just referencing ours. But I wonder if that was taken from their series. Next. Someone's going to get it.
Holy poop.
Once again,
they're firing tiny spaceships.
Once again, this is when the Red Ranger, if his shit gets real, he can run.
Yeah, everybody else has got to hold the gun.
He's like,
that is not a gun. That is a tiny spaceship. Look at it. There's even a cockpit.
It really is.
That's interesting.
Assemble the mini spaceships. We may fire the proton cannon.
I just like when the Red Ranger's standing in the back because if stuff doesn't work out, he's like, come out.
Next.
Here's them, and...
That's kind of cool.
They all have
They're all going with the Daft Punk look. I like it.
Every one of their helmets has, like, computerized chips, like a small computer in them. That's why they got those...
Well, I mean, they are Time Rangers, so...
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I said they're going with the Daft Punk look.
Make you wonder, just an argument for storyline purposes, would these technically... be the strongest Rangers, because technology and power gets greater and greater and greater as we go forward in time, and they came back to our time. Wouldn't their Rangers be more advanced, more severe?
You would think so.
You would honestly think so. It was also the apocalypse, so they might be working with, like, scraped together tech.
That's true, too. Nick makes a point. They were like... It looked like a pretty poopy era to live in.
It was not a nice future to live in.
Next!
Yeah, back to the beginning!
That was it! Who is the coolest Ranger?
Quantum. He's got a gun.
I'm kind of liking the Quantum. I like the Red and the Quantum both.
They're the same guy!
No.
For all intents and purposes.
A little bit of color differences. Yeah.
I'm going to go Red, not Quantum on my pick.
You said Quantum?
He shoots people. Why not?
I'm going to go with the, well, what we know as Quantum. I don't know if it's the same name over in Japan, but...
It probably is.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Quantum.
The Pew Pew Ranger wins.
Okay.
Flawless victory. Except for Bill.
All right, Bill, you start this one off.
This?
Yeah.
I actually like these guys. I'm thinking like 3.8.
I give it a 3 because it looks semi-interesting enough to watch. I might have to have a couple beforehand, so my head doesn't hurt as much.
We try to explain the story the best we can.
That's why I said I might have to have a couple
I'm
going to
go with a 3.9. Because I'd like to one-up Bill.
Where are you at?
For the costumes, I will give a 3.
So 3.9, 3.8, and double 3.
We are looking at 3.43.
There you go.
On these Time Ranger guys.
It's one of the higher ones.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.